Welcome to Masankofa Folk Tales. This is our third episode, and our story today is about the sick lion. When a mouse cried out, "All who can hear me in the jungle world, bring out your ears and listen to the news of the day." The last time we had a meeting about being bullied by the lion, we decided we were going to form a watch group to monitor him because he's terrorizing us to the point that we are starving to death. We cannot move around freely anymore, visit each other, or even go to the riverside when we are thirsty. We have just heard that Papa Lion has gone to visit some friends in a different village. So we want to take advantage of this opportunity to plan what we shall do. The animals gathered to have a big meeting under the village unity tree to come up with a plan to deal with the lion. Everyone in the village came except for the lion. Even Weeby the bee arrived to the meeting, even though he was drunk as usual. He had visited the palm wine tapper before coming to the meeting that day and mistakenly fell into one of the pots of palm wine. "Where is he?" said Weeby. "I'm going to kill him with my stinger." The other animals looked at him and said, "The lion is too strong for you." Charlie the bat said, "Well, we have run out of ideas." "Well, well, well," said Kwekwanansi the spider, "I have an idea. We all have to go into hiding for 7 days so that Papa Lion will not see us to feed himself. And after 7 days, he will feel very weak. He will die of hunger." The giraffe said, "I second Kweku's idea." The hippo also agreed. So the animals came to an agreement that they would go with Kweku Anansi's plan. On their way back home, Akko the parrot and Dandan the frog were discussing the solution. Little did they know that Papa Lion was hiding in the bushes and heard about their plans. So Papa Lion decided he would be part of the plan by hiding himself for 10 days. "They think they are smart. I will show them I am the smartest. The child who does not want the mother to sleep will not sleep either," says Papa Lion. Papa Lion stayed indoors for 10 days, so there was a rumor that the lion was sick, and some animals were curious and decided they were going to visit Papa Lion on their own. Anansi went to visit his friends, Efo the hare. "Ago!" Anansi called out.
"Nomo! Who is there?"
asked Hare's children. "Me, Kweku Anansi."
"Daddy is not here,"
replied Hare's children. "Where is your father?" Anansi asked.
"We don't know. He said he was going to visit Papa Lion, who was sick, and he hasn't been home since."
Anansi said, "You must not tell anyone. I am going to look into this." Anansi next went to visit Mama Grasscutter. He also just found the children there. They too had not seen their mother since she visited Papa Lion a week ago. Next, Anansi went to visit Oblayo Crow. But there too, only Baby Crow was present. She too said she hadn't seen her mother in days and burst into tears. Anansi realized that something was terribly wrong because those animals that visited Papa Lion were all missing. Anansi decided that he was going to find out what happened by visiting Papa Lion himself, but he would do it unannounced. He climbed to the top of the roof and spun a thread to attach himself to the ceiling so that he couldn't be seen as he entered the house.
Shee! Look at those bones all over the place. Oh, so this is what Papa Lion was doing, pretending to be sick and feeding on all his visitors one at a time.
Anansi said to himself, I will let the whole jungle world know what Papa Lion was doing. So he climbed back up and left Papa Lion's house. Then Anansi went house to house to call a secret meeting to inform all of the animals.
Oh, my goodness, said the elephant. It's about time we find out the true nature of our enemy.
So what are we going to do? Asked Antelope, since we know he is a bully and a killer. Anansi came up with a plan to trap Papa Lion. Kwekwanansi asked the grass cutter, aardvark, and rat to dig a deep hole. He asked the crow and the parrot to organize their friends to bring lots of straws. He asked the parrot to organize his friends to bring lots of straws to disguise the big trench. Finally, he asked the antelope to call his friends and pretend that they were grazing in front of the hole. Well, the animals stopped visiting Papa Lion, so he started to starve and snack outside, hoping no one would see him. After he walked for some time, he saw a group of antelope grazing in a herd. He thought to himself, ha, 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 ra, 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 I got them. Papa Lion started to chase them for a meal, but they quickly moved out of the way and he fell into the deep trench. Droop! That had been set as a trap. It was a big hole and he couldn't come out no matter how hard he tried. Please help me get out of here, Papa Lion cried out.
We can't do that, said Kwekwanansi.
We got you now, and we know what you have done.
We are the ones who will decide your fate. Papa Lion begged for his life.
Oh, please, I won't eat anyone again. Oh, I won't eat anyone again.
Kwekwanansi spoke firmly. You have already deceived us, so you are not trustworthy. We don't believe you at all, at all. We'll just leave you there to die, or you will kill us.
Papa Lion pleaded. Oh, oh fine, oh fine, please. Madokukula, madokuku. I cannot die here.
Kwekwanansi responded. Then there is only one other option. But you must take it and abide by it, or you will face a worse consequence from the gods.
Oh, Kweku, tell me, Medokuku, tell me. Tell me, cried Papa Lion.
Kwekwanansi said, you will be exiled forever from this jungle, and you must live on your own.
Papa Lion said, okay, okay, akwelo, akwe, akwe now. I promise, just let me go. I will live and stay on my own territory.
Kwekwanansi said, are you sure you want to choose this option?
Yes, yes, I promise I will choose this option. the elephant dragged up an uprooted tree and placed it in the hole for Lion to climb out. Lion climbed up and ran straight out of the jungle with his head lowered in shame. And that is why the lion does not mingle with other animals in the jungle, because he's not to be trusted.
We are now going to move on to the discussion portion of this podcast. One aspect that I think brings this story to life in terms of the cultural way is the expressions that are used by the different characters throughout the story. So I wanted to know if you can elaborate on some of these different cultural expressions.
When Kwekwanasi saw the bones all over the place, he said, "Shie, look at all those bones all over the place." And "shie" is basically wow. It's like he was amazed. So that's one of the expressions in our language here in Ghana, especially in the Ghana language. Papa Lion was caught and was trapped in the hole. He said, "Oh, ofaine medekukula, ofaine." Ofaine in the Ghana language is please. It's like begging for his life, please. And medekukutu is the same. It means please in the Ewe language. And then there is another word that mostly is ago. Ago is a call of attention. Or when you go, you're walking into somebody's house or at the entrance, you say ago to call if someone is around to really respond to you that, or accept that you are coming. And when you say ago, then they say come in, because that's what the expression to was in the story. When Anansi went and said ago, and the kids, I think the hare or one of the children said, "Oh, my daddy is not here." So it's like you're knocking or calling for attention. So that's basically what those. And then he said ago, he said namo. Namo in Ga is who is it or who is that? So that's what. And usually when you say ago, you say namo. And I think it's right to say who. You can't just let anyone come in. So that's what those expressions were.
And I think that another proverb that was mentioned in the story is that a child that does not let the mother sleep will not sleep either. Mm-hmm. So can you explain that proverb too?
So it's a simple expression that, you know, if you think you're doing it to me, you're doing it to yourself, or both of us will suffer. So it's a simple expression of just straightening up your lifestyle, because when you do anything wrong, it also affects not just you, but your parents and also basically the whole community.
I like this proverb because it shows that you can't really benefit yourself at the expense of others without whatever you have done coming back to you in some way. And it relates to the story because the lion tried to get his way by deceiving the other animals, but at the end, he was the one who had to leave the whole community because of his dishonesty.
And when you are dishonest, nobody wants to come around you. When they said this person is a liar, nobody wants to be associated with them. You know, if you're a thief, even that's the worst. You won't get friends. And even gossiping, you know, because the whole community will go against that. When you do something, and before you get home in the community, somebody will discipline you before getting home, and then will follow you to your parents to say, "This is what your child did," and you've already disciplined. And the parents too will discipline, you know, but now it's not like that anymore. And when they said it takes a village to raise a child, it really takes a village to raise a child when I was growing up. Because when you are dishonest, I don't know how people feel, but being dishonest doesn't bring happiness. It doesn't bring unity excuse me, to the community. And it brings all kinds of chaos.
Yeah, so I think that we can definitely draw the lesson of don't be dishonest from the story. And based upon my own experiences here and my observations, I see that being a good human being in African cultures means to be someone who contributes to the community rather than takes away from it or causes problems in the community. And it's been very, very inspiring for me to see how community-oriented many people are here. I remember when I stayed with a host family in Uganda, I noticed that there were many children in the house. And it wasn't until later that I found out that not all the children of the house were the children of the mother and father of the house. Some of them were cousins or distant relatives. Some of them were not even related. And the family was supporting them because they were struggling to be able to go to school. So I was just amazed by how welcoming and inclusive everyone was. Everyone is a sister or a brother, and there's no separation between the different people of the house, even if they're not blood related.
That's very interesting. I'm glad you have that experience. First of all, let's start with a compound house. When I was growing up, well, we had our own, and also every holidays, we go to our family, real family house, where your grandparents and things, you know, we always stay. And so we know we lived in a compound house, and we share chores and things like that. So it's not just your parents disciplining you, but the rest also, you know, if you do, you know the consequence of, that's how the lifestyle was. And we still have that. Now, things are changing very fast. But there are, because we've, other cultures have come in and, you know, so we think we can be by ourselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's always good to go back, to retrieve what is good in your culture and move on with it and live that lifestyle. Growing up to even up till now, when my parents cook, when my mother cook, it doesn't just cook for just us. Even though the time that we were just living by ourselves, it doesn't cook for, because you don't know who will walk in and would like to, you will feed that person. So I don't know how to cook just for me. I don't know how to do that. And when I do cook a little bit and anyone walks in, I feel I have to feed that. Living in a community where it takes a village, you are not your parents are not the only person who will take care of you. Others will take care of you. When you do right, they share. When you do wrong, they discipline you. And everybody will know the type of person you are. So you dare not, because you'll be isolated, basically. You know, and you'll be talking to, you'll be disciplined, when you do something right, everybody will share that. You know, so you want to do the right thing, you know. So this is how we grew up. And when it comes to labor and everything, everybody will chip in. There are certain communities, if you have money to, maybe you are good in education, you have access to go overseas or school, they can chip in, you know, help you go to school. You know, maybe the basic items that you will need, the community can help to raise money to help the parent. So these are little things that I grew up with.
Well, I personally hope that Africa never loses that, because I think it is what makes the culture here so unique and welcoming. Mm-hmm. And so just to conclude, I think the other lesson that we can learn from this is the power of people being united. Mm-hmm. Because when you compare the beginning of the story to the end of the story, mm-hmm. the animals are different. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, they're confused. They're arguing about, okay, well, how are we going to figure out this problem? And And then even when they're visiting the lion, which I was very surprised about, I was so very surprised that the animals would go and visit the lion. Yeah. But it kind of shows how forgiving people can be, mm-hmm. how forgiving and compassionate and trusting people mm-hmm. can be, mm-hmm. even when someone has wronged them before. Mm-hmm. I was really surprised by that. But even that part, they were not united, right? Mm-hmm. Because if they were united, then they would have made sure that each person had come back safe. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. communicated very well yeah. so that they don't make mm-hmm. the same mistake over exactly. and over again. Exactly. Yeah. But then by the end of the story, everyone comes together. Mm-hmm. The different animals dig the trench. Others cover it. Others pretend to be grazing there. Anansi is the one who sees the, oversees all of that and negotiates with the lion at the end. So everybody with their different skills, mm-hmm. when they're united, they can defeat a big, powerful mm-hmm. lion. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it really showed the power that comes from people uniting together mm-hmm. to combine their own strengths.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, actually, the point that you made about as individuals, individualistic with their community, they visited Papa Lion individually. They didn't plan together. Mm-hmm. So this is how, and they were destroyed. I remember when growing up, my mother was always sick. And so her prayers was that he wanted us to at least, you know, grow up with us a little longer before. Unfortunately, she was 80 before she died. I was then a woman. But I remembered very well that my mother, one of those sick, she called my older sister and I, because I was right a year between us, I think 2 years between us, and called all of us. We were then three, but now we are four. But then she let my sister bring our local broom. And those brooms were made of palm branches. He told my sister to break that broom, bring the broom, a bunch of palm branches broom. And he said, break it. My sister couldn't break it. Gave it to me. I couldn't break it. The younger one, so the one after me, the third one was too young. And then he said, take one and break. And then my sister broke. I also broke it. Even the younger one broke it. And he said, do you see this? When you are united, I don't know how long I'm going to be with you, but when you are united, nothing will penetrate between you. So you should all look after each other, take care of each other. I will never forget that. And we are very, very close family up till now. So this is something that we also have to learn from this story. That united you stand and divided you will fall.
Well, thank you very much. I think we learned a lot about being an honest person and also about the power of unity from the story. So this concludes our third episode. Please join us for our fourth episode in a few weeks. Thank you so much again for listening, and we can't wait to be back again with another story.
Thank you all very much. Nye yu wola don, akpena mi lo, mi damo asik.